1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle. They rallied together at Soko in Judah, and camped between Soko and Azekah at Ephes Damim. Then Saul and the men of Israel assembled, camped in the valley of Elah, and took up their battle positions against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. A champion came out of the Philistine camp named Goliath of Gath. He was over 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was wearing a body armor coat of mail weighing 125 pounds. He had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin slung over his shoulder. The staff of his spear was as thick as a weaver's beam. The iron that tipped the spear weighed 15 pounds itself, and his armor-bearer went before him. He stood and shouted at the Israelite troops, "Why have you come out to prepare for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants of Saul? Choose a man so that he may come down to fight me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your slaves. But if I overcome and kill him, then you will be our slaves and serve us." The Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel today. Give me a man, so that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and terrified. Now David was the son of Jesse, the Ephratite, from Bethlehem in Judah. He had 8 sons, and in the days of Saul he was old and well on in years. The 3 eldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to battle. The names of his 3 sons who went to war were Eliab, the firstborn, and after him Aminadab, and the 3rd oldest was Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest brothers followed Saul. Now David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days the Philistine came out and took his stand every morning and evening. Jesse said to David, his son, "Take your brothers this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to the camp of your brothers. Bring these 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of their 1,000 and find out how your brothers are doing and bring back some token from them." They were with Saul and all the Israelite army in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. David got up early in the morning, left the sheep with another shepherd. He loaded up and went as Jesse had told him to. He arrived at the camp just as the army was going out to the battlefield, shouting its battle cry. Then Israel and the Philistines drew up battle lines, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, while he ran to the troops and greeted his brothers. As he was talking with them, the champion, Goliath the Philistine of Gath, came out of the ranks of the Philistines and shouted out as he usually did, and David heard it. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him in fear. Then the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who comes up? He comes up to defy Israel. Whoever kills him, the king will give a huge reward and will give him his daughter in marriage and will free his father's house from taxes in Israel." David asked the men who stood near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The soldiers told him the same thing. "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." But when Eliab, his oldest brother, overheard him speaking to the men, he was angry with David, and he said, "Why did you come down here? With whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your arrogance and evil heart. You have come down just so that you can see the battle." But David replied, "What have I done now? It was just a question." He turned away from him and went to someone else, and he asked the same thing to them, and they gave him the same answer. When David's questions were overheard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You are not able to fight this Philistine. You are just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." David said to Saul, "Your servant was keeping his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came to carry off a sheep from the flock. I went out after it, struck it down, and rescued the lamb from its mouth. If it attacked me, I grabbed it by its jaw and struck and killed it. Your servant struck down both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Then David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and had him put on body armor. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor and tried to move around because he was not used to it. David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I am not used to them." So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag in his pouch. With his sling in his hand, he moved in on the Philistine. The Philistine moved forward toward David, with his spear-bearer going before him. When the Philistine looked David over, he despised him, for he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome. The Philistine mocked David, "Am I a dog that you come after me with sticks?" So the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then the Philistines threatened David, "Come here, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then David retorted to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not by sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine approached to attack him, David quickly ran toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, and slung it, striking the Philistine right in his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. He struck down the Philistine and killed him without even a sword in David's hand. Then David ran up, stood over the Philistine, took his sword drawn out of its sheath, killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and Judah advanced, shouting and chasing the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron. The Philistine corpses were scattered all along the way to Sha'arayim, even to Gath and Ekron. Then the Israelites came back from chasing the Philistines and plundered their camp. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he asked Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" Abner replied, "As surely as you live, O king, I really don't know." The king said, "Find out whose son this young man is." After David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Then Saul asked him, "Young man, whose son are you?" David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse from Bethlehem."